Okay, update from the earlier video. So, Putin and Trump just had their press conference. Putin went into a weird diatribe about World War II and the history, and then flattered Donald Trump. Putin wanted to show a historical tie to the United States. What a joke. Never mind about him. He is a tyrant. He's a dictator. He's a murderer. He's a horrible human being. Then Donald Trump went on about there is some sort of agreement on certain topics, maybe not other topics. It was very general. It was very confusing. Didn't make sense. And then he went on about the Russia hoax. Again, same bull crap that he brought up in 2018 in Helsinki, where he backed Vladimir Putin instead of the United States intel community. And then it ended. It was very bizarre. So either there is a horrible, horrible agreement that has been made, or there was no agreement and no progress that was made. Either way, Ukraine is screwed. So, but they would be even more screwed if Donald Trump made a horrible, horrible agreement with Putin to say, give up your land. Because then Donald Trump is going to listen to Vladimir Putin and hold Ukraine accountable, which is bull. Because he should hold Vladimir Putin accountable. And there should be no other discussion about that. But as we could see from this press conference, nothing came out of these negotiations. Trump said he's going to call NATO and Zelensky and tell them whatever agreement they came up with. I don't really know what that means, but we shall see in the coming hours. But in the meantime, I don't really know what just happened. It was really ridiculous and bizarre and pure Donald Trump stupidity. If you didn't get anything out of these negotiations, Trump, whatever discussions you had with Putin, because Putin's not going to bend on his priorities, then why didn't you just leave? What Ukraine actually needs is for the Russian military and Putin to leave his territory permanently. And if not, for you to give strategic offensive weapons to Zelensky to attack Moscow. That's what needs to happen if Putin won't capitulate and say, this was a stupid mistake, we're done. But Trump won't do that because he's got some sort of infatuation with Putin.